This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And they have the opportunity to hear God's word, and that is the key. The poor, rich man wanted Lazarus to come from the paradise side of heaven, go to his brethren, proclaim the word of God so that they can hear. And Abraham says, they have Moses and the prophets. They simply have the same opportunity that you had. You heard God's word and you rejected it. That's why he is in that place. You must hear God's word. So we see that in hell, there is no request granted. And I tell you, that's a sad thing. But there he is. Whenever we are in that place of torment, in that place of separation from God, there will be no mercy. He that hath showed no mercy will receive no mercy. So as we see here, as Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. That goes back to our verse now. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want you to hear me, and hear me well. God is speaking to us every day. And there's not a day that goes by that we are not seeing or hearing from God. Let me prove this from God's word. Look at Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 to 4. Psalms 19, verses 1 through 4. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day, listen to this, uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Wow. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. Man, I'm telling you, I just love Psalms 19. It tells us that God is talking every day through creation. And he says, day unto day uttereth speech. And it says, there is no speech nor language where his voice is not heard. He is reaching everywhere to the ends of the earth. Throughout all the earth, verse 4 said. So he is speaking. And then Romans 1:20 tells us this. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You know, I love it. The Bible says, the fool have said in his heart, there is no God. He is speaking through creation every day. Are you listening? If you just take a moment and just look at what God created, you understand that there's organization. You understand that there had to be wisdom and knowledge put in. That's why the Bible says the fool has said there is no God. If you just simply look at the sun, the moon, the firmament, the skies, the birds, the trees, you know that there is a God. And right here it tells us that he...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.